Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Luke chapter 11, beginning at the 9th verse. I tell you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, would you pray if God always answered yes? Would you pray if God always gave you exactly what you asked for? A new car? New house? Maybe the attention of that special someone that you've noticed? Promotion at work? Or maybe on the minds of quite a few here this morning, an A on that final test? Or on that paper? Would you pray if God always said yes? I want you to hold that answer in your mind for a little while, and let's talk about what Jesus is teaching here. Jesus is instructing us, his disciples, to pray boldly and persistently. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Jesus wants us to be persistent in our petitions to God's throne of grace. And he gives us the promise that those that ask will receive, those that seek will find, those that knock, it will be opened. Jesus is really teaching us here, as James said, that our prayers are effective. God hears our prayers, and God acts according to our prayers. And so Jesus says, keep praying. But why does God hear? And why does God act upon our petitions? I know we often want to look at our prayers and look at our lives and try and work out if God will hear our prayer based on our performance. And sometimes we'll even try to bargain with God, right? It's as if, well, I know my performance hasn't been great in the past, but if you hear me and give me what I'm asking for, well, in the future then, I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. So we want our performance, whether past or the future, to be the basis upon which God responds to our prayers. But that wouldn't turn out really good, would it? Because if our past performance hasn't been good, or at least good enough, do we really think we're going to do any better in the future? Our best intentions are often only just that, intentions. They don't materialize. So how can Jesus give us this promise that if we ask, we will receive, if we seek, we'll find, if we knock, it will be opened? It must be based on something else other than our performance. And it is. It's based on His performance. He lived a perfect life in our place. All of our failings have been covered by the perfect life of Jesus. And by faith, that perfect life is ours. So when we petition the Heavenly Father, we are seen as His perfect children. Children who have done nothing wrong. Children He dearly loves. So our relationship with God is not based on our performance, it's based on Jesus. And you might be thinking, well, what if Jesus, or what if the Father looks under that garment of Jesus' perfect righteousness? What if He remembers the things that I've done? Well, Jesus hasn't just put a cloak over those sins and failings. He has actually taken them away. He took them all the way to the cross and has removed them so far from us that God now no longer counts them against us. God transferred our guilt onto Jesus. And Jesus suffered and died in payment for those sins. So not only are we covered in this perfect life, all of our guilt is taken away. So your relationship with the Father is fully restored. Because of Jesus, you are forgiven. And because of Jesus, you are dearly loved. Because of Jesus, God hears your prayers and answers them. Jesus here used the illustration of earthly fathers. And Jesus reasoned that if your earthly fathers, though they're evil, know how to give you good things, how much more does your Heavenly Father know how to give you good things? Because of Jesus, you can be confident that the Heavenly Father only gives you good things. Now, I want to go back to that first question. Would you pray if God always answered yes, gave you whatever you asked? Well, do you always pray for good things? Let's face it, sometimes we may think we're praying for bread, but in reality it's a stone. We think that if we only had more money, our problems would be solved. But does money really solve our problems? We might think that that special someone would make our life complete and we'd be happy, but maybe he's a jerk. You just don't know it yet. Or maybe she's no good for you. And you might think you're praying for an egg, but in reality, you're praying for a scorpion. Thank God that He only gives us good things. If God were to answer everything exactly the way we pray, I think I would be terrified to pray. If my wisdom is going to determine what the outcomes of my prayers should be, I'm definitely in trouble. But we have a loving, wise Father who only gives good things. And therefore, it is a good thing when He says no. He says, no, that's not good enough for you. I've got this planned out. And so what does that mean? It means we can pray boldly. We can bring large petitions to our King because the bad stuff He's going to filter out and only give us what is good. And we can persistently pray to our loving Father because He will only answer prayers in a loving way. So keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Because you will receive, you will find, and it will be opened to you. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.